Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a Western that kind of upends some of the Western cliches, and it's called Hostiles.
I absolutely thought it was majestic, powerful. Christian Bale's character, the cavalry officer who had to transport Apaches to a sacred burial ground. He hates Indians. It was just magnificent, the way the film opens up with this massacre of a family.
Yes, it's a story about guilt. Guilt plays a major role in this movie, and this character that you're talking about, the captain has to escort these Indians whom he hates.
Yes.
And he has to have a change of heart, or else he's not going to be able to complete this mission. And that's not, I don't think, giving anything away. But this is a very, very well-acted movie. Christian Bale's terrific. Rosamund Pike is very good as a woman whose family is killed by some renegades. Wes Studi as the Indian chief who has to be escorted from Arizona to Wyoming to his burial ground. It's a puzzling movie in some ways, though, as well. But I think its main flaw is that it allows its scenes to linger way too long. This is a movie that is overdue in terms of its content, but overlong in terms of its drama.
Interesting idea. I felt that I could just go with it and go with it. The characters were so engaging. I wanted to see how they were transformed by the experiences they had. Great dialogue. It starts out with a quote from D.H. Lawrence. "The essential American soul is a hard, stoic stone. It has not yet melted."
John Wayne's classic, The Searchers, would make an interesting companion piece to this as a double feature. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.